Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imoyer, Rav David Simeon, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma, daf Lamed Gimel. We left off at the very, very famous words at the top of the Amud, words that many of us, some of us, maybe none of us, say every single morning. Abaye havim misader seder ha-maharocha mishmei de Gemara. Here we have it. It's part of Karbanos every morning. So we are on the third line. Zok de Helege Gemara says the Gemara as follows. Abaye misader ma'arocha mishmei de Gemara. So Abaye teaches us what is the order of avodos they would do in Beis HaMikdash every single morning. You always wondered what was going on with this paragraph in the Siddur. Abaye havim misader. He's teaching you what is the order of stuff that we do in Beis HaMikdash every single morning. Mishmei de Gemara, va'aliba de Abba Shol. And this order that he's going to give us, this order we're going to explain later on, that the lighting and cleaning and lighting of the candles was done in two stages, like we saw earlier, first five and then two. And in between, right, people get confused, right? Even though on Hanukkah we light eight candles, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash only had seven candles. But sorry to break everybody's, so what would they do in the middle? So Abishol was the one who said that they would shecht the carbon and sprinkle the dam.
Others say, right. Tanakama chachamim, we had this earlier in Daf Yedalad. Chachamim say they would interrupt it with the ketores.
The ketores was burnt in the middle of the candles, but Abishol says no. It was the shechting of the blood and the sprinkling of the blood that happened in between the candle lighting. We had this earlier in Yudal. So when Abai is going to give us the order, it's going to be according to Abishol's opinion. So let's see. Zok Tehilge Gemara Abai Misader. By the way, I saw something really wild. You know, in the Siddur, we have Abaye Hava Misader. In the Gemara, it just says Abaye Misader. It doesn't say Havim now. I think there's another Girsa. There are other people who have the Girsa Abaye Hava Misader. You know why they leave out the Hava? Because since Abaye's name ends with Yuds, if you would say Abaye Hava Misader, it sounds like you're saying Hashem's name that you're not allowed to say, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Abaye Hava Misada, if you do it quickly, you'd say the name that you're not allowed to say. So that's why the text of the Gemara doesn't have Hava. But in the Siddur, you have Hava. So that's the discussion, whether or not it sounds like you're saying this. Others say, what's the problem? What do you mean? You're not intending to say the Shem Havaya? Come on. You're just saying, Abaye Hava Misada. Come on, don't get so worked up about this. But apparently some people get worked up about it. So let's see. Abaye Masada Maracha Mishmei de Gemara, based on the traditions that he had, Alibadabash Valibadabashol. Maracha Gidoyla. So the first thing is they set up the big wood pile on the main center of the outer Mizbeach that all the Karbanos were brought on. Kodemis La Maracha Shneel Shakhtaris. There was a smaller fire in a corner, which was the fire that they used to take the coals for the lighting of the Ketores. Then they went back to the big fire and placed the two main logs on the big fire. And the placing of the two logs came before going inside the Heichal and cleaning off the Mizbeach HaKtoris, the inner Mizbeach. And the washing off of, and the wiping, the cleaning off of the inner Mizbeach came before the lighting of the menorah. Interesting, the main topic that I'm going to be speaking about this morning is the fascinating concept of the Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos, that if you have an opportunity or a mitzvah, you're not allowed to pass it by. Nafkamina, we're going to speak about in a few moments, whether you should cut the top challah or the bottom challah on Friday night. Nafkamina, what happens if you put your hand in your tefillin zettel and you accidentally bump into the shel rosh? You take out the shel rosh first and you were supposed to put on the shel yad. We'll get to that.
But anyway, the Gemara says that the first thing you do when you walk into the Eichel is you first got to clean off the outer Mizbech, because the inner Mizbech was the first vessel that you bumped into when you walked into the Eichel on your way to get to the Menorah. So therefore, the Mizbech came first, and then the Menorah, we're going to see in the Gemara. Oh. V'dishin Mizbech ha'pnimi kodem la'tavas chamesh neiros. The cleaning off of the inner Mizbech came before the cleaning and lighting, according to some, of the five candles. Vatavas chamesh neiros kodem ladama tamid. And then, oh, this is why it's a libidaba shaul. Because the five candles came before the shechting and sprinkling of the blood of the carbon tamid. Vidamatamid carbon daltavas shtei neiros. And the shechting and sprinkling of the blood of the carbon tamid came before the lighting of the two final candles. Vatavas, or according to some, just the cleaning of the two candles. Vatavas shteineros kodem liktoires. And the cleaning and lighting of the two candles came before the ktoires, according to Abishol. Ktoires kodem le'evarim. And the ktoires came before, the burning of the ktoires came before the burning of the limbs of the carbon tamid, the fats and the limbs, maybe just the limbs, the evarim lemincha, the evarim come before the minchas nesachim that was brought with the tamidu mincha lechavitin, the minchas nesachim came before the loaves of the kohen gadol that he brought every day, the chavitin lenesachim, and the chavitim came before the wine pourings, unesachim lemusafin. The wine pourings came before the carbon musaf, if there was one. Umusafin lebazichin. The musafin came before the bringing forth of the two spoonfuls of frankincense, which were on the lechem apart, which were with the lechem upon him. Ubazichin letamin shel bein arbayim, and the bringing of the two spoonfuls of frankincense came before the carbon tamin shel bein arbayim, which was the last avod of the day. Shneimar v'hikter aleh chel ve'ashlamim aleh ha'ashlim kol ha'karbanos kulam, that all of the karbanos had to be done on the karban tamid shel shachar to the exclusion of the karban tamid shel bein arbayim, which had to be done at the end. It was the last of the karbanos. Oh, now the rest of the daf is basically going to be going through how do you know that each thing comes before each other thing. Zok tehel gigamar amar mar. Mar said, Maracha gedoyla kodemes lemaracha shniya shel ktoras. The big fire came before the small fire. Mina la, and how do we know this? Tisanya. Hi haola al mokda al mizbeach kol alayla zu maracha gedola ve'ish hamizbeach tu kadbo zu maracha shniya shel ktoras. The bigger one came before the small one. Frakti Gemara ve'epochana. How do you know? Maybe the small one comes before the bigger one. Says Gemara, Mistava Marach Gedoyla Adifa, Shekin Kaparasa Meruba. Makes sense that because a lot more karbanos were burnt, all the karbanos were burnt on the big fire, so you had a lot more karbanos being burnt. The small one was only for the ktoras. That's all it did. Adarabba, Marach Shni Adifa, Shekin Machnisin Yemenalifnim. But maybe you should say that the smaller Mizbeach was holier because the coals taken from there went inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's holier. Answer the Gemara, Afilo Hachi, Kaparasa Meruba Adifa. No, it's more chashuv that you bring more karbanos than going inside the holier place. V'yibay Seima, a second answer is, Eloi Mishkach Eitzim L'maracha Shnia Milo Maim L'maracha Gdola. Even if they didn't have enough coals from the small fire, they would take coals from the bigger fire. So therefore, sometimes the bigger fire also went into the Beis HaMikdash. Maracha shniya shel ktoras kodemes l'sidur shnei gezrei etzim. The setting up of the smaller fire came before putting the two logs back on the bigger fire. Minol, and how do we know this? Tichsiv, the pasuk says, Uviyer olea kohen eitzim ba boker. The kohen would place the two logs on the larger fire. Eitzim is the two logs. Aleha. Only on the big fire below al chave rasa, and not on the smaller fire. Now, why did the Torah have to tell me place the two logs on the big fire and not on the smaller fire? Zakta Gemara must be that the smaller fire was actually lit at that time. Because if it wasn't lit at that time, why do I got to tell you to put it on the big fire, not the small fire? There ain't no smaller fire yet. Oh. Michlal de Isa lechaverta. Must be that the smaller fire was lit already at that time. Ask the Gemara. V'hai aleh mi bayi le gufei. What are you telling me that Allah comes to teach me? Place the two logs on the big fire. Oh, kamash malon, that the smaller fire was around at that time. What do you mean? But I need that pasuk to teach me that you actually put the logs on the bigger fire. I can't learn out the diuk. Answers the Gemara. No, trei aleh aksive. It says the word aleh twice in the pasuk, so I can learn out both things. Says the Gemara. Continues. The placing of the two logs came before the cleaning of the inner mizbech. Afal gav de hachaksiv baboker baboker, the hachaksiv baboker baboker. Even though by placing the two logs it says baboker baboker, and also by cleaning the inner mizbech it says baboker baboker. So how do you know that the logs come before it? Maybe it's both baboker, baboker. How do you know which one goes where? Answers the Gemara, afilu hachi, machshir odif, that the placing of the two logs is machshir. The Gemara is going to ask how this is true in a second, but the placing of the two logs on the big fire somehow is machshir the ketores. Because we would take coals from there. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute, what do you mean? You didn't take the coals from there. You took the coals from the other fire. What are you talking about? The Gemara is going to ask that in a moment. So have patience. Machshir Adif, the big fire from where we got some coals for the Ketores, is better than the cleaning off of the inner Mizbeach. It's logical to be mocked in the Seder Eitzim, because how in the world are you going to be able to do the mitzvah if you don't prepare? And without the coals, you're not going to be able to be mocked here. But without the cleaning off of the inner mizbeach, technically speaking, you could still bring the ketores. So says Tosfos Yeshanim. And others have different pshatim. Oh. Amar Rabbi says the Gemara, wait a minute. Machshir my niu. What are you telling me that these two logs are machshir the ketores? You're putting the two logs on the big fire, and the coals for the ketores came from the small fire. What are you talking about that these shnei gzir eitzim is machshir the ketores? So the Gemara is going to give three answers to this question. Answer number one, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, shum eitzim. A little bit of a strange answer. Well, wood is machshir the ketores, even though it's not this wood, but since the wood is machshir the ketores, the name of wood is machshir the ketores, so it comes before the cleaning of the mizbech. The Gemara is not so happy with that answer. Ravina Omar, hol v'hischil b'ma'aracha. No. Since you began setting up the big fire, and then you set up the small fire. So gomer, so you got to finish the big fire before you do the inner mizbech. The Gemara is not so happy with that answer either. So the Gemara gives the answer, which I think all of you would be expecting the Gemara to answer. Ravashi Omer, ilo mishkachetz in the maracha shnia, milo mayim maracha gedola. We said before, if there weren't coals from the small fire, they would take the coals for the ketores from the big fire. So placing the two logs on the big fire was, in many instances, it was taka, a preparation for the ketores. Fine. V'dishin mizbeach ha-pnimi, kodom la-tavos chamish neros. The cleaning of the mizbeach ha-ketores, the inner mizbeach, came before the cleaning and the lighting of the candles. Ma'itayim ha-omra abaye, gemara gamirna. Svara lo yadana. I have this tradition, but I don't know the svara for it. The Rava Amar, what do you mean you don't know the svara for it? The svara is obvious. Kireish Lakish. The Amar Reish Lakish ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. So Rava says, what are you talking about? The svara is like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, you're not allowed to pass by the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, when you walked into the Ulam, into the Heichal, what's the first thing you bumped into? It mamish smacked you in the face. The Mizbeach HaKtoris was the first thing you bumped into when you walked into the front door. How do we know that? V'chi'aya leHeichal b'Mizbeach paga b'Reisha. And when you walk into the Heichal, the first thing you bumped into was the Mizbeach. The Sanya, how do we know this? We learned in the Braisa. Shulchan b'tzafon. The Shulchan was on the northern side of the Heichal. Mashach min ha-kaisel shtei amos u-mechza. 2.5 amos off the wall, off the northern wall. Menorah b'darom. The menorah was in the south. Meshucha min ha-kaisel shtei amos u-mechza. It was 2.5 amos off of the south wall. U-mizbeach mimutza v'oimei b'emtza. The Mizbeach was directly in between the Shulchan and the menorah. However, it was not directly in between. U'mashach klapei chutz kima. It was slightly drawn towards the outside, towards the door of the Beis HaMikdash. Asks the Gemara v'nukmei lahadayu. Why wasn't the Mizbeach directly in between the menorah and the shulchan? Why was it Moshech Kima pulled slightly out so there was a clear sight line between the menorah and the Mizbeach and the shulchan? Kevin d'chsev ves ha-menorah noichach ha-shulchan. That the menorah had to be directly opposite the shulchan. They had to be able to see each other. Be'inon d'chazu ha-hadadi. The menorah and the shulchan, and the menorah and the shulchan had to be able to see each other, so you couldn't have the Mizbeach in between because it would be blocking the view from the menorah to the shulchan. Omar Rava, Shema Mino Medirish Lakish. Rava said, Omar Rava, Shema Mino Medirish Lakish. We could learn from this din of Reish Lakish of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs, Abure Dara Ato Tefta Osir. Passing by your muscle to place the shell yad and putting on the shell rosh first. Because when you're using your hands to take the tefillin out of your zettel, so the first thing you're going to pass by when you take it out is the muscle. So Rava says, this is why you have to do the shell yad first, because you're using your hands to take the tefillin out, and therefore the first thing is your muscle. Avure dara, dara, dalet and zayin in Aramaic are interchangeable. Dara is like zara, zeroa. Zeroa is your muscle. So, avure dara atotefta, totefta is a totafos beinecha, to pass over the shel yad, to put on the shel rosh, ze aser. Hechi ovid, and therefore what should you do? Midra'a litoitefta, midara litoitefta. First you put on the tefillin shel yad, and then the tefillin shel rosh. Take a look at the top toisvus. Take a look at the top toisvus. Avui dara totefta. Pirish Rashi. So what, the pshat that I told you in the Gemara, that's Rashi's pshat. Right? Take a look inside the Rashi. Avure dara totefta. Rashi's about 1/3 of the way down the page. La'achar tefillin shebizroa. Bishvil tefillin shel rosh aser. La'acher. To delay the tefillin shel yad after the tefillin shel rosh is aser. Doha bizroa paga tchila. Because you bump into the arm first. Avur, and take a look at Tosfos. Avur dara tosefta. Pirish Rashi.
laniach tefillin barosh kodem sheyinach tefillin shel yad aser. The kamavir al mitzvah tefillin shel yad the paga bereisha bezroa kodem sheyagil arosh. Because your hands are going to go by your muscle prior to going to your head. If you would put the shalrosh on first, your hand would somehow pass by. Your hand would pass by the arm on the way to the head. That's what Rashi says. V'kasha l'peirusho. Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat. D'mai iria midereish lakish. What are you telling me that the reason you put the shel yad on before the shel rosh is because of ein mavirin al mitzvahs? It's a beferish of pasuk in the chumash. V'hayu la'osa yadcha olu toltafos bein einecha. Every time the Torah talks about tefillin, it mentions the shel yad before the shel rosh. And the Gemara in Menachos says, from this pasuk, you learn that you always put on the shel yad before the shel rosh. What do you mean because of ein mavirin al mitzvahs? Tebukle midomer perak ha-komitz rabbi Menachos. What are you saying, Kriyishma, every morning? What do you tell me? Am I viewing alamitzis? What is it, a time of dekra? What, he's giving you the reason for the pasuk? No. Umafarsh Rabbeinu Tam, different. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like Rashi Pshat. Umafarsh Rabbeinu Tam b'shem Rav Haigo, Zatzal. The ayre b'shah shecholeitz tefillin umanichan betik. No. It means like this. What the Gemara means is that when you're taking off your tefillin and placing them in the zettel, in the tefillin zettel, when you're placing them in your tefillin bag, make sure to put the shel rosh in first and then the shel yad. Because since we know we have this pasuk in Kriyishma that says you always have to put on the tefillin shel yad first, we don't want to violate Ma'avirin by smacking your hand into the shel rosh first. So make sure you put the shel rosh deep in the tefillin bag, and the shel yad should be on the outside of the tefillin bag so that you will hit the shel yad first and you won't have a problem. Because if the shel rosh is outside your bag, you can have to pass by the shel rosh to get to the shel yad. And that's going to be a problem of a Ma'avirin ala mitzvahs.
Oh. The yitnei betik tchila v'achach shel rosh lamala. Don't put the shel yad into the bag first and then put the shel rosh, because then when you come to take him out, you're going to bump into the shel rosh. You're going to have to go past the shel rosh to put on the shel yad. Demkein kashyov laniach yifka b'shel rosh tchila v'yitztarech lahavre lamitzas mishum de shel yad yesh laniach tchila k'deparishas. Therefore, in your tefillin bag, you have to put the shel rosh in first. That's pshat number two. Then Tosfos says a third pshat. V'Rabbi Eliyahu Zamefarsh, Dilin in Mishmush. No, it means that all davening long, you're supposed to be kissing your shel yad. So you should kiss your shel yad first, and then kiss your shel rosh. Oh, but listen to this, Rabbi Isai. Listen to this. So, I once heard from Rabbi Billet, Shlita, why is it that you always put on the shel yad and then the shel rosh, and when you're taking off, you take off the shel rosh first, and then you take off the shel yad? That you always, there's never a time where the shel rosh is on your head without the shel yad. You put on the yad, then the rosh, when you're taking off with the rosh, and then with the yad. Rabbi Billet said very beautifully, the shel yad symbolizes your own private os. The shel rosh is the public os. V'ro chal amei aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha elu tefillin sheberosh. That's your public, right? The shel yad is covered over by your shirt or your jacket. The shel rosh is public, everybody to see. So Rabbi Billet said, if you want to be able to influence the world, you got to first take care of your own self. You can't go out there and be a role model for other people before you take care of your own. Your shel yad's got to be on first. First, worry about your own ruchnius. Then you can worry about everybody else's ruchnius. If you're going to go try to worry about everybody else's ruchnius before you took care of yourself, then you're not going to be a good role model for other people. If you don't, that's why the shel yad has to always be on first. Once you got your own tefillin in order, then you can worry about the world's tefillin. But first, take care of your own situation. Now, from Tosfos, it's clear. Let's say you put your tefillin in the wrong order. So your mamish, let's say accidentally you took your tefillin shel rosh at first. From Tosfos it's clear you put them down and go take the tefillin shel yad. You have to violate the Mavir and all mitzvahs. And it's paskin like that in Shulchan Aruch as well. However, the Nimuka Yosef disagrees, and the Nimuka Yosef says, if you take the shel rosh out first, you put on the shel rosh first, because we don't want to violate our Gemara's din of Ein Mavir and all mitzvahs. The Nimuka Yosef disagrees with Tosfos. Now, I saw in the back of the Masifta, in the Shelas Tshuvas Vayan Yosef, he explains what's the root of the dispute. So if you look in Tosfos earlier, I don't want you to look inside, the bottom Tosfos Lam Gimel Alf, he explains that the whole din of Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos is only when you want to do two separate mitzvos. But if it's two parts of the same mitzvah, there's no problem with Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos. Because you're still doing this mitzvah, you're just doing a different part of it. So you're not really passing it over, because you're still doing the same thing. Oh! So says the Sefer Vayan Yosef, that's the root of the dispute between Tosfos and the Nimuka Yosef. Tosfos says, if you pick up the Shel Rosh, put it down and do the Shel Yad, because he says the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh are two parts of the same mitzvah. But the Nimuka Yosef holds the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh are two different mitzvahs. Since they're two different mitzvahs, you're not only be Mavir Mitzvah. So if you pick up the Shel Rosh, you got to put on the Shel Rosh. Ain't Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Wow. Gishmak Pshat. Oh. One more idea with this. So the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Kolbo, when you're cutting the two challahs, you have to cut the top challah first. Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. But the Beis Yosef says, our minig is to cut the bottom challah first. Al pi kabbalah, we do the bottom challah first. By the way, I think most people, Friday night, you cut the bottom challah first. And Shabbos day, you cut the top challah first. So, al pi kabbalah. But the Hagos Maimonios, said that he saw Gdoilim that write that we cut the bottom challah. Al pi kabbalah. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you cut the bottom challah first. Tshuvas Radvaz, always the remez is in the upper one and the maisa is in the lower one. Al pi kabbalah. Don't ask me what that means. I don't know kabbalah. Omnam, the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Arizal, interestingly, who quotes in the Shara Kabbalah to cut the top challah. The Bach asks against the Beis Yosef, how could the Beis Yosef paskin that you should cut the bottom challah? It's against the Gemara Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. And therefore, the Bach paskins to cut the top challah. However, in the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos, he says, Letosis says the Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs is the only one you're going to do both of them. But if you can only cut from one of them, so if you're going to only cut from one of them, it's not a problem of Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. If you're going to do both of them, then it's a problem of Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. But if you're only going to do one of them, it's no problem of Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. So says Tosfos. So therefore, if you're only going to cut one challah, it's okay to cut the bottom one because it's not a problem with Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. You're not going to cut the top challah. You're not going to do it at all. So al pi kabbalah, we could allow to favor one over the other. I saw the following question. Somebody has a shayla. A guy's been a rabbi of a certain town for 20 years. Now they want to make him the rabbi of a bigger town. It's more holy. So there's a problem of Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. How's he allowed to leave his town? He's teaching Torah in his own town. Is he allowed to go be the rabbi of the bigger town? Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. So that's what they say. No. That's only if you're going to do both. It's a problem of Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. But if you're only going to do one, it's not a problem. You could do the more chashuv one. So the rabbi's allowed to leave the small town to be the rabbi of the big town. Okay, back inside the Gemara. Let's finish it up. Omar Rav, Vatavas Chomish Neiros Kodem L'dam HaTomen. According to Abba Shol, the five candles come before the slaughtering and the sprinkling of the blood. V'dam HaTomen Kodem L'Tavas Shtei Neiros. Ask the Gemara Mai Taima. Why do we do this? Omar Rabbi, Hahu Baboker Baboker D'Shnei Gziri Eitzim D'Lot Tzrichem. You don't need these words Baboker Baboker. It's extra. Because we would know that anyway, because the Eitzim are a Machshir, like we said before. Shadinu Lahacha. So you take those two Babokers, and throw them on the blood and the neros. Chad shadjei latavos chomish neros. One of the babokers put on the cleaning and lighting of the five candles. Delicta mei ladam atamid, that it comes before the dam atamid. Vechad shadjei ladam atamid. Tenikta mei latavos shtei neros. And one of them on the blood of the tamid that comes before the two candles. What do you mean? Chad shadjei latavos chomish neros. Delikad mei ladam atamid. Dehocha tlasa. Because when it comes to the candles, you now have three babokers. Because it says, baboker, baboker, behitivos, aneros, yaktirana. You already have two babokers for the candles. And another one from the shnei gzirei etzim, that's three. Vacha, by the dam atamid, it only says one baboker. Esakevas echatas a baboker. So you take the second baboker of the shnei gzirei etzim, chuck it onto the blood from the tamid. So you have three against two, so the five candles come before the blood. V'chad shadi l'dam atamid, d'niktim e'la tavish shnei neros, afal gav, v'hacha tshrei, even though the second candles have two, m'chaper adif, the blood of the carbon tamid is better than the two candles. Says the Gemara, Amalir of Pavala Abaye. Why do we take the baboker and add it on to the five candles? V'eima chad shadi l'dishim is be'ech apnimi. Maybe one baboker placed on the cleaning of the inner mizbeach, the nikdame ledam atamid, the hachat lasa, because by the dishim mizbeach apanim you have three babokers, v'hachat shrei, and by the dam atamid you only have two. V'chad shadi ledam atamid the nikdame latavas chamish neiros, and maybe the blood should come before the five candles. Da'afagav the hachat shrei v'hachat shrei mechaper odif. Answers the Gemara, no, if that would be the case, in Cain, if you want the Dama Tumid to come before the Chamish Neiros, this is Abba Shol's logic, Afsuki b'mayim afsikaslu, what are you going to put in the middle of the candles? Ha'nichal reish talkers to Omar, lama mitivin v'chozen mitivin, why do we do five and then two? Kedei laharish kol azara kula, to make the lighting of the candles more exciting, we divide it into two things, shapir. Okay, so you could just light five, go outside, come back inside, light two, and you succeeded in, you have nothing in between. You succeeded in making a labedik. El Rabbi Yochanan Amar, baboker, baboker, chalkeu l'shnei bekarim. No, baboker, baboker, teach me, split it up into two. Ma'ekel ameimar, what are you going to put in between? So that's why you needed the dam atamid to be in between. That's why the baboker, you needed the one baboker onto the dam atamid to make it after the candles. And you needed one baboker to be on the candles, that the candles should be before the dam atamid. Ask the Gemara, hi, baboker, baboker, de etzim, mi miyater. Who says they're extra at all? Hamibad le gufe. We need it for itself. De kamar achmana, nak de mulum aracha shnia shel ketores. That we need the... We said before, why is it extra? We need it. To come rachmana, nak de mulam aracha shnia shel ketores. Oh, this is against what we said. Well, that's what I was struggling with. No, right beforehand we said that the maracha shnia shel ketores came before the shnei gzirot, and that was Abaye. But this is Ravina. Ravina says no. He disagrees with Abaye. He says that the Shnei Gzirei Etzim on the big Maracha actually came before the Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores. So I need the Baboker Baboker to teach me that the Shnei Gzirei Etzim came before the small fire of the Ketores. Amar lei, v'lav miyukimna, olea v'lo al chaverta, mechlal de'isa l'chaverta. No, we could learn that from the fact that the smaller one, that when you place the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, the smaller one was already around, that the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores, because we learned that out from the word Aleh, V'yer Aleh, Baboker, Baboker, V'lo Al Chaverta, Michlal, Di Yisrael Chaverta, we see from there that the smaller one was around. It says the Gemara, Ma'ishna Da'ovet HaTavos Chamish Neiros Bereisha, Na'ovet HaTavos Shtei Neiros Bereisha. Why do you do five and then two? Maybe you should do two and then five. Says the Gemara, came into Asim Ruba. Came into Asim, but once you start it, you should do the majority. Says the Gemara of an average shis. Why don't you do six in one? Amar kra behitivas haneros yaktirena veineros pchusis mishtayim. The second lighting had to have at least two. Vatoves shteineros kodemus l'ktores. The two candles come before the ktores. Amar kra behitivas haneros vahadar yaktirena. First finish the candles and then bring the ktores. Uktores leivarim. And the ktoris comes before the burning of the limbs of the carbon tamid. Desanya yuktam davish nemar bo baboker baboker ledavish elo nemar bo ela boker echad bilvad. By the ktoris, it says uvahalos right baboker, but it says baboker baboker behetivos haneros yaktirana. The ktoris is baboker baboker, and yet by the carbon tamid it just says. So the Tavit is only one boker. The Ktoris has two bokers. So the Ktoris comes before the carbon Tavit. The Ivarim Lemincha. How do we know the burning of the limbs of the carbon Tavit come before the bringing of the carbon Mincha? The Simon to the Brice, Yehidavar Kodom Tavit Shal Shachar. How do we know that no sacrifices, nothing is placed on the fire prior to the Karban Tavit Shel Shachar? Tamad Lomer Va'arach Olea Ha'ola V'amarava Ha'ola Hi Ola Rishona. That the Ola has to come first, so the Mincha comes afterwards. Gentlemen, we will stop there. Now, Maitzi Shabbos will do the Daf. Sunday morning will do the Daf. Maybe Sunday morning we'll have a little bit of a longer Daf. So we'll do Sunday and Monday's daf, and then Tuesday night. Now, how does it go? No, we don't have to do that. You want to do it that way? We could either do no, we'll just keep it simple. Well, Sunday morning we'll just do one daf, and then Tuesday night Motzei Yontif we'll do an hour instead of 40 minutes. Motzei Yontif we'll do an hour. We'll do Monday and Tuesday. I'm sure some of you will be doing the daf over Shavuos. That's fine. I won't get offended. But Tuesday night, if you want, we'll do the daf from both Monday and Tuesday. We'll do an hour Tuesday night, both Monday and Tuesday. Does that make sense? Or would you rather do two daf on Sunday morning? I think people's schedules, I don't know, 7 to 7:40 makes sense. Sunday morning, one daf. And then that we'll do just Sunday's daf. And then, Tuesday night, we'll do both Monday and Tuesday's dafim, an hour on Motzei Yontif. For those who want, okay? Have a great Shabbos, everybody. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.